Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Jessica Herron. She has a book out called Find Your Extraordinary. And I just listening to the passion and the purpose in her voice about really driving people to create a life that they love is it's inspiring. And we thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you.
Now, you're a mom, yes?
I am, of two beautiful girls, 10 and 12, the life of my life.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, let's talk about that, because are you, you know, how do you
You want to talk about my children? Fantastic.
I want to talk about fostering an entrepreneurial spirit in your children through your life lessons. How do you recommend that we do that? Because I know that we all have big dreams for our kids, and we all have things that, you know, we want them to have the life that they love. That's a mom's ultimate goal. So given that that's your purpose right now, is creating that for other women, how do you, you know, you're raising young women. How do we translate that into parenting?
Well, I share a lot about my journey as a mother, because I had two children while I was also starting Stella and Dot out of my living room. And I learned a lot along the way, and it wasn't always easy. I mean, one, I think that you have to show your children. You can't just tell them. You can't tell them to be courageous. You can't tell them to be goal. You can't bold and be goal-oriented. You have to model that for them in life. So I actually love when we put businesses into the home, because I think it's such a great, you know, school of hard knocks, real life learning experience for kids. And it's not just about studying something theoretical in a classroom. It's actually seeing somebody model strength and courage and all those really important life skills. And then secondly, for myself, the journey of being an entrepreneur and a mother, I used to worry. I used to have this guilt and thinking, if I'm an ambitious woman, am I a bad mother? Am I not a good enough wife? Because I want to pursue this with vigor. And I've ultimately learned to kick guilt to the curb and make a lot more room for love, joy, and accomplishment in my life. And I'm proud of that. And my daughters are proud of that. And it's so lovely to have given up the guilt and replaced it with gratitude. And I think too many women out there, especially working mothers, they've mastered guilt, and instead they need to master happy. They need to really embrace that it's good for your kids. You don't have to make every meal and organically sourced, you know, locally sourced food. And you don't have to have every birthday party where it looks like Pinterest threw up in your house. You know, we put such unrealistic standards and we feel guilty about everything instead of giving our children the gift of resilience.
Oh my God, that's huge. You just said so much. I mean, it really is. And I think it hits home with a lot of our listeners. I know I'm hearing a lot of light bulbs go off in people's heads, because you're right. You know, there's so much, the energy that is focused on guilt should be focused on the happy. And there's no better gift you can give your child than walking the walk and not just talking the talk and being your authentic self. Isn't that what you want for them? Don't you want
them to be? That's right. At the end of the day, you want them to be happy. And you also want to celebrate the diversity of choices, rather than thinking there's less of any accomplishment in whether you choose to work inside the home, lead your community, work full-time, work a flexible job, work a corporate career. All of the diversity of choices among us need to be celebrated. We need to really not judge ourselves so harshly and not judge other women so harshly, because we certainly want all of our daughters to have all those role models. I have a whole section in the book around being one tribe and how we need to lift other women up. And I talk a lot about don't be a mother judger. Don't be the person that's making somebody else feel bad for their choices, probably coming from a concern that maybe you're not making the right ones, and that it is rooted in this too much guilt. And I do believe women, to be happy, need to support each other and make sure there's role models out there for our daughters, no matter what they choose.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I know, after listening to you, all of our listeners have become fans. I myself have become a fan, and we want to know where to follow you on social media.
At Jessica Herron, and on Instagram and Facebook, it's facebook.com/JessicaHerron. And on Twitter, same handle.
All right. Thank you.
JessicaHerron.
Thank you so much for sharing yourself today with us. It's been an absolute pleasure, and can't wait to read the book.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And as always, I cannot believe this is the end of another episode of Working Mother Radio. I've had so much fun, and I hope that you have too. I hope you've gotten as much out of this as I have. Our guests are just phenomenal, and we are doing our best to bring you phenomenal guests every single week. I hope you're enjoying them, and please let me know what you think at Bettina Bush on Twitter and at Bettina Bush Official on Instagram. You can, and always on Facebook at Bettina Bush. And don't forget, there's no way to be a perfect mom, but there are a million ways to be a good one. Thanks for having us along on the journey. See you next week.